to save this world. Sorry, technology not working. You know, in the plan that he has for your friends, in the plans that he has for your co-workers, it all starts with you. In the world that God has given you, because each and every one of us has been given a sphere of influence, and it's within that sphere of influence that God wants to come in and to shake that so that you can begin to be the light in that place. And it's not necessarily about, you know, you saying, the Lord, this is what the Lord says, or stuff like that. It is just an everyday speak. I had an opportunity at a relative of mine, doesn't necessarily know the Lord or anything like that. He sends me a message the other day and he says, you know, oh, uncle, I just want to tell you that I've just come out of hospital in Zimbabwe and I've just survived COVID-19. And so I thought, wow, that's great. You know, first of all, I said, well, okay, where did you catch it? And so he caught it from, from somebody else who passed away from COVID. And I just sent a simple message to say, man, that means God still is not through with you. He's got something for you to do. Because I said, if you look at all the people that have died in the world of COVID-19, yet you have recovered, that means there's still a work for you to do. Not a Christian, but I just thought, you know what, let me get a good jab in. You know, something that is just normal, something that is not too confronting. And that's really what God wants us to do, to not necessarily be Bible-bashing people, but in our small own way to ask people, can I please pray for you? You know? And it's not forcing it on them, because if they say no, you know, well, you don't. But on most occasions, people don't know how to say no, so they'll just say, yeah, sure. You know, anything can do, anything will help, you know? And that's what we are called to do, is to partner with the Lord to save the world. So we are very important people. The only problem is that if you're going through the airport, ambassadors have got a fast lane. They don't have to stand in line. But all of us really have got to, we got to stand in line. You know, but we're still ambassadors nonetheless, because God has sent each and every one of us. You know, God draws things out of you. The plan of God has always been the same. You know, that if God wants to do something, he's going to draw it out of you. You know, it says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, and the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. And out of the ground, and this is the Lord goes on and forms all the animals and all that kind of stuff. And then he sort of like says, you know what? I formed everybody, but the man, he's alone. That's not good. And so he goes on to say, and then he said, but for Adam there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. So when God wants to do anything, he's going to draw it out of you. If I liken that, if you think, oh, okay, that's a bit weird. If we go to Luke chapter 9, verse 13, and this is the time when they're looking to feed the 5,000 people. And so, and the apostles, when they came back and returned, told him all that they'd done. Then he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. But when the multitudes knew it, they followed him, and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom. He was healing everybody. And so the disciples, you would think the disciples would say, Lord, keep doing what you're doing. But the disciple says, send the multitude away that they may go into the towns and countries and find lodging and get provisions, for we're in a deserted place here. But he said to them, you give them something to eat. And they said, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish unless we go and buy food for all these people. So if God wants to do something, he says, you give them something to eat. Why? Because he is drawing things out of us. God, you never heard any man go to the Lord and say, God, can you please give me a chair or can you give me a house? He said, I've already given you a tree. So out of the tree, the chair was drawn out. Out of the tree, the house came. Lord, we're sick and tired of walking places. You know, can we get on some carts? People designed a wheel. Then from there, they designed a car. Well, how are we going to design a car, Lord? We don't have any stuff to put it together. We can't use stone. It's too heavy. There is iron ore in the ground. And so out of the iron ore, he drew out the steel from the ground. The iron ore was mined. The steel that we have that obviously keeps buildings, puts cars together. So if God is going to do something in your life, there's no point in looking to the left or to the right and saying, oh God, where is it going to come from? Because the question Jesus is going to ask each and every one of us is that you give them something to eat. And what he's going to do is that he's going to draw those things out of us. You know, and isn't it amazing that here we are, C3 Fremantle and Wellard, probably total 250 people, but we are touching many, many, many people. You know, four churches, seven churches, you know, that's a big deal. And even though we say all this, that it's seven churches and it's a school with children, these are people. These are human beings, you know. And so whatever it is that you do is basically making room for somebody else to flourish in your life. And the sad thing, you know, is that you may never get to meet that person that you're helping today. You know, the stuff that we're doing, we may never get to meet them physically. But guess what? God doesn't forget that. You know, God sees and says, you know what? I know the what we may call little, whatever you've contributed, whatever you've done, I've seen it and I've counted it. And one day, let's hope the Lord thinks like I think, we're going to pitch up in heaven one day and somebody's going to come to you and say, hi, I'm so-and-so. And you'll be like, okay, I don't know you. And they'll begin to tell the story of how your giving has made a difference. Just like it is that there are many people that have come before us, because all of us here are a product of somebody praying on their knees. They're a product. We are all a product of what God has done through other people, where people have cried for us. They have fasted for us so that we would be in this position that we are today. And so God draws things out of people because he cares about people. And so whenever God is going to make a big shift in the world, he's going to use you and I. And I want to talk about, you know, as I finish up, there's a guy named Brother Lamech, you know, and that's not him there, don't worry. Brother Lamech was a guy who went to Bible college, and he used to come and visit us when I was at a hostel at Prince Edward School in Zimbabwe. You know, we're going back 28 years ago. You know, and he used to come in to the hostel and say, okay, and he would take us to Bible study. You know, and I thought about him just in Leap Into Spring. And I remember sending on our schoolboys chat, I said, guys, does anybody remember Brother Lamech? Is he still alive? You know, what's going on with him? Nobody, I guess. Only one, you know, two people came back. They didn't say what his status was. But I can't but help reflect on what that man did. You know, how he sacrificed his time to come to a hostel and meet up with a group of boys, you know, take them to the Bible college, you know, where we would just interact with other, you know, Bible college students. I wasn't at Bible college then anyway, or have been. And so, and it just, what would cause a man to dedicate his life to speaking to other people's lives, but for the love of God? You see, I'm not just a product of Brother Lamech. I'm a product of my grandmother. I'm a product of so many other people that have spoken into my life. I'm a product of so many other people that have just done things so that where I'm standing here today is not because I'm some holier-than-thou, you know, saint. It's because there are other people that have gone before me. There are other people who God has used to draw things out of me so that I stand here and can honestly confess that, you know, it is because of the love of God that each and every one of us are standing here today or sitting, that we are located in this place. And we're located in this place not by accident, but by design, because God never does things by accident. It may seem like that at times, but it's always by design. You know, and my heart for all of us today is, who are we going to be the brother Lamech to? Who are we going to be the one that's going to walk across the road to go and visit? We've moved on with our lives 28 years later. The little that man did, you know, God has used. And I guess each and every one of us have to get caught up in this cycle of I planted, just as Paul said, that I planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. That each and every one of us will always be caught in that cycle as Christians, whether we are planting, whether we are watering, but the real good deal is that God is going to give the increase and there's going to be an amazing harvest that comes as a result of the things that you and I do. Amen? And so I'm just going to cue. We're going to watch over the last year, the things that we've been able to accomplish through Leap Into Spring 2019. And so let's cue the video.